Joining me via telephone is Brandy Hahn from Altman Alliance Community Hospital. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
There's always some great work going on at Altman Alliance Community Hospital. Last time we had some free testing for the men. This time it's the ladies' turn.
Correct. We are having a free breast cancer screening event coming up this Saturday, October 10th, running from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Patients will receive a clinical breast exam by one of our physicians here at the hospital. We have two that have volunteered their time, Dr. Amir Iqbal, who's our medical oncologist, and Dr. Daniel Mitchell, who is one of our general surgeons. And then following that, if clinically appropriate, then the women will get a free mammogram as well, because we feel it is so vitally important for the early screenings for these ladies.
Breast cancer is something we generally associate with women and mammographies, but it's true, isn't it, Brandy, that men can also get breast cancer?
That is absolutely true. We don't usually think of men developing breast cancer, but men do have breast tissue just like women do. So yes, they are at risk for it, although we do not do screenings for men. That's not something that's been proven to be effective for men. It's, I believe the statistics is only about 1% of men will develop breast cancer, whereas with women, about 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. So, you know, it doesn't benefit the men, you know, to go through the testing for the mammography.
Sure, that just makes good sense. Is there a particular age, Brandy, that women should begin getting cancer screenings, getting mammography?
Yes, all of the major organizations actually still recommend to begin getting your mammogram at the age of 40 and then doing that on a yearly basis. I know there's some controversy out there. The U.S. Preventative Task Force put out information that, you know, a mammogram every other year is acceptable, but a lot of the, you know, major organizations, radiology associations, breast cancer surgeons associations, they are still recommending yearly mammograms, and it is something that is still being paid for by insurance, including Medicare, to get the yearly mammogram. And we know, you know, the earlier that we can diagnose a breast cancer, the better chance we have at survival.
And that really is true of any kind of cancer at all. The earlier you get it, the better your chances are of getting rid of it and surviving the cancer.
Correct, yes. So it is truly important to get these screenings done.
I know that's even true in my own case, although it was a polyp found during a colonoscopy. But because they found it early, and I didn't wait for another year, or, oh, gee, I can wait until another year. I can wait another year. It's so easy to put these things off, but it's so desperately important to catch cancer early.
Yes, it is. And in your case, you know, colonoscopies are recommended to start at the age of 50, you know, and then based on what the findings are, then, you know, follow up as, you know, recommended. But certainly the sooner we catch cancer, the better it is. You know, our statistically for breast cancer, if it's a stage 0 to 1, your chance of surviving that 5 years from the diagnosis is 100%. You know, so that is statistics. But yes, the earlier we catch any cancer, not just breast cancer, the better their chance of survival is. And we know there's about 3.5 million survivors here in the U.S. So it's great to have those survivors still with us.
It really wasn't that long ago when that was not the case, was it, Brandy? There were very few cancer survivors.
That is correct. And thanks to a lot of research that's been done, not just in breast cancer, but all of the cancers pretty much, we've been able to improve our treatments, improve our symptom management of treatment, you know, through things just like the mammograms. You know, we've improved our mammography techniques even. So we are finding cancers earlier, much smaller, you know, pinpoint diagnoses. And that's really when we want to catch them. But yes, it is through our cancer research that we're able to improve all of the statistics, not just for breast cancer, but for all of our cancers throughout the years.
So, ladies in the audience, if you are over the age of 40 and you have not had a breast cancer screening, you've not had a mammography, take advantage of this opportunity for free treatment. Again, Brandy, let's give them the details.
What they need to do is call in here to my phone here at Altman Alliance Hospital, 330-596-7983. You'll talk to me. I'll get some information. We'll get you scheduled for one of our appointments coming up this Saturday, October 10th, from 8 a.m. to noon. We have about five or six slots still available for women. So even if you've, whether you've never had your mammogram or if you're just due for your mammogram, give me a call. We'll get you in. We do share this information with your physicians as well. So.
And these are free screenings, Brandy?
Yes, they are free screenings.
So all you have to do is give Brandy a call and set an appointment this Saturday between 8 a.m. and 12 noon. That number again, 330-596-7983. My guest this morning, Brandy Hahn. Brandy's with Altman Alliance Community Hospital. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you for having me, Rex. I appreciate this.
Always a pleasure. Come back anytime.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Again, my guest this morning, Brandy Hahn from Altman Alliance Community Hospital, filling us in on free breast cancer screening this Saturday at the hospital between 8 a.m. and 12 noon. Again, if you are a lady over the age of 40 and it's either time for your mammography or, heavens, you've never had one, take advantage of this free opportunity by calling Brandy at 330-596-7983 and set up your free breast cancer screening this Saturday morning between 8 a.m. and 12 noon at Altman Alliance Community Hospital.